This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Last summer, we told you about a reporting partnership that's boosting Native voices in Michigan's regional news sources. We spoke with a newly forged journalist, Sierra Clark, who talked about what's missing when the only people reporting on Native communities aren't Native.
It's just that same doom and gloom, you know, narrative that Indigenous communities need saving. They don't ever really touch base on the positives that come out of our communities.
Sierra's work as a fellow with the Mishagaming Journalism Project is bearing fruit. She has been filing stories for the Traverse City Record and now with Interlochen Public Radio. And it's thanks to her that we can bring you this next story. The Anishinaabeg practice of sugaring was largely erased from the Upper Great Lakes with the arrival of white settlers. Now, Indigenous producers are working to reclaim this tradition and ensure that other Anishinaabeg can access maple syrup produced in their own community. Sierra Clark has more from a sugar bush in northern Michigan.
Off the back roads in Bear Lake Township is Minomishkiki, a 60-acre farm where Nikki Nelson Bailey and her family are reclaiming a sacred Anishinaabeg food.
When we got to this land, like, I didn't want to leave it. I knew this is where we had to start because we had a dream of starting a traditional farm and doing sugar bush.
When Nikki bought her farm 7 years ago, she didn't realize that her 81-year-old great-aunt had worked and played there as a child. She brought her great-aunt to visit the property a few years ago.
When she got here, she said, "I didn't know this is where your new house was." She said, "I used to come here all the time with my grandma," because her grandma had worked on this farm for the original homesteaders.
Her great-grandmother helped sow the earth and tended to the plants that are now in Nikki's care. Nikki said it felt like coming home.
"This is where I was supposed to be. My family was always working this land. I just didn't know it yet."
Her farm, Minomishkiki, came from a vision of helping other Anishinaabeg access traditional foods. One of the ways she's doing that is through sugaring.
That's like our family's absolute favorite time. Like, that's our Christmas time because we love doing it together. Everyone pitches in and you get to spend a lot of quality time with your family doing it.
On a cold, sunny day in April, Nikki takes my son out to their oldest and most favorite tree to tap.
"Bonjour, relative."
She gently opens her hands to give an offering of thanks.
"I'm going to offer some tobacco to give thanks for this, what this tree's going to give us."
Right. She drills a little hole into the tree.
Right here. Try that. Go just a little. Oh, see it? Do you see that right there, honey?
Then taps a spigot into the hole that allows the sap to flow out. Their first few years on the farm, their family tapped about 75 trees and hauled the sap from buckets to their homemade firebox to be slowly boiled over an open flame. Nikki recalls in the earlier days staying up all night during sugar season to tend to these fires. This year, their production is much larger.
So this year, we have 200 trees tapped, which is the most.
And have upgraded to a large-scale evaporator. This was the first time Nikki loaded the evaporator with wood and lit a flame. Nikki and her partner have been teaching sugaring workshops for more than 8 years. They teach the full creation story that includes how Anishinaabeg were gifted maple syrup from Nana Buju. But Nikki wanted to expand production so that anyone who wants can access Indigenous-produced maple syrup.
The goal is to not only be able to provide this sacred food to our people and our community and ourselves, but we're hoping to be able to be an Indigenous producer for those that are Indigenous culinary artists.
This is important for Nikki because sugaring wasn't something she was able to grow up with. She reclaimed this tradition 8 years ago, crediting her partner David for teaching and guiding her throughout the years. And she says other Anishinaabeg have had similar experiences of not having access to this tradition because sugaring was pushed out with the expansion of settlers in Michigan.
To just systematically erase our culture and our part in this is so hurtful. So I hope that we can take back sugar bushing and put the indigenous narrative back on it where it belongs.
Nikki explained that maple syrup is one of the foundational blocks in Anishinaabeg culture, and that it comes with a life lesson of working together with one goal in mind. She wants other indigenous peoples to be able to reclaim that knowledge too. I'm Sierra Clark, Anishinaabeg Odawa.